God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good evening. It's Easter. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. As we gather tonight, it doesn't have quite the same energy we're used to, but we know that the good Lord is present among us. Amen. Amen. As I was reading through, well, the many readings this week that I've been preparing to preach on, this particular passage has just stuck within me for a number of years now. Several years ago, I had the great privilege to travel to the Holy Land. And as I traveled in the Holy Land, we were able to get up early. We were staying in Jerusalem. And as we were staying there, right outside the wall of the old city, we could get up early and go in to the city. And strangely, we could get there before the majority of the tourists. So we went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. You may be familiar with it. It has both the rock in which Jesus was crucified and, of course, the tomb with the beautiful edicule built over the top of it. And when we arrived there, we had total freedom. We were like the first people to walk into the church. And no one was there. You could have gone to any place you wanted to go. You could have sat in any area you wanted to sit. And of course, most people are immediately drawn to the tomb. And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, I went by and I looked in, but I just felt absolutely no need to go into the tomb. I felt no need. And I'd watched as time passed and all the buses started coming and dropping people off. The place just filled to a place where you couldn't go see the tomb if you had another 8 hours to wait. But I was never drawn to walk into the tomb, although I was right there. And the whole reason is this passage was just constantly running through me, right? Not just in my head, but just right through my very being. As I heard in the voice of the angel speaking over and over, it just kept digging deeper and deeper into me. And I heard this story that you just heard. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. He has been raised." And there I was in the Holy Land, once in a lifetime, perhaps, journey, and I stood right outside this tomb, this very same tomb, perhaps, most would believe, this holy site, and my heart said, "He's not there. There's no need to look for him there." So I didn't. Maybe another day I'll go back and I'll feel the need to look. But this concept of a risen Lord, brothers and sisters, is everything to us as Christians. It is how we understand it. It is how we come to be saved by his very body and blood, is the fact that he was crucified, he died, he was buried, and he rose again in glory. This is what it is. This is our life in Christ. And as we hear him continue, the angel speaking to the women, he's telling them to go, and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is the message for you. And they left. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. I mean, they were startled at this reality, as we should all be startled by this reality, that we have a risen Lord. We have him. The fear is that of the unknown. We live in the unknown every day. As followers of Jesus Christ, we honestly don't know. And that's really the exciting part for us. It can be a little scary, but it is such a grand adventure to just know that your life is not yours. It isn't yours. When you give your life to Christ, it's his. And you are called to follow him. That can be a little frightening because we don't know where he's going to take us. It can feel a little uncomfortable, and it can certainly make us feel a little fearful. But we should go anyway, just as these ladies did on this wonderful day. They went to that tomb. They were startled by this angel. It looked like lightning. I mean, how stunning this moment must have been for them. The guards, they were so stunned, they fell over like they were dead. Like they were dead. They weren't dead. They just passed out. So, I don't know if I want to see an angel. Seems like every time one shows up, something bad happens to the person who sees them. But either way, they fell over like they were dead. I noticed the women had a little more fortitude, and they stood and they listened to what the angel had to say, and then they took off quickly. They didn't just go, hey, well, maybe we'll stop for some coffee on the way back. No, they got up and they went. And they were afraid. They were with fear and great joy. The greatest joy in life for me is when I know that I have followed what God's called me to do. It doesn't mean the moment in which I did it, I felt joy. I have, on occasion, felt fearful. But it's the joy of knowing that this life that we give to the one who laid down his life for us and rose again is a life of great joy. And they get to move with great joy. So, brothers and sisters, this day and every day, remember that the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen. Go quickly. Go quickly. I would say run if you can. And tell the world. Tell everyone of this great deed that has been done so that they will know what you know. There may be a little fear, but tell them with great joy that the Lord is risen and he has given the final sacrifice so that we may live. Amen.